CD 2. Track 13.
It's the Mara Murphy Show.
Welcome back. As you may have heard on the news, tomorrow sees the long-awaited opening of the UK's most modern shopping centre, right here in Newtown. And here to tell us all about it is Alan Smart. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Mara.
First of all, Alan, is it a shopping centre or a shopping mall?
Its official name is the Temple Shopping Centre, but you can call it a shopping mall if you want to sound American.
Thanks. What's it got?
Well, there's a huge hypermarket, of course. That always attracts the crowds. A big department store and the usual high street chain stores, clothes shops and shoe shops, chemists, electrical goods, bookshops, DIY stores, sports shops and so on, as well as some independent shops like a health food shop, an Italian delicatessen and a place which sells only fair trade products. And there's a food market with local butchers, bakers, fishmongers and greengrocers.
So, every kind of shop you can imagine.
Not quite. There are no charity shops.
What about entertainment?
Well, there's a food court with all sorts of eateries and a 10-screen multiplex cinema. Oh. It also has an exhibition centre to show the work of local artists, a daycare centre for children, and by the end of the year, they hope to open a new public library.
It sounds wonderful.
Well, if you're looking for bargains, don't wait too long because all this week they're offering a 20% discount on every item in every shop in the centre.
How big is it compared to other shopping centres in the country?
Oh, it's big. It's the fifth biggest in the UK. The biggest is the Metro Centre in Gateshead near Newcastle.
Is that the biggest in the world?
Oh, no, the biggest shopping centre in the world is the New South China Mall in Dongguan, China, which is more than three times bigger than the Metro Centre.
Wow, that must be some place.
Well, yes and no. It looks fantastic. It has seven different areas modelled on different places around the world. Amsterdam, California, Egypt, Paris and so on. It has replicas of famous buildings from around the world and a canal which is over 2 kilometres long.
But?
But there are no customers. 99% of the stores are empty. There are a few fast food restaurants and not much else.
Why?
Mainly because it's in the wrong place. Dongguan has a population of over 10 million people, but the mall is in the suburbs and the transport links are very poor, so it's difficult to get to.
Well, fortunately, that's not the case with the Temple Shopping Centre, which, remember, opens tomorrow. Are you going, Alan?
Of course. I wouldn't miss it for anything.